With me today is Dan Carrera of the Canadian Fishing Tour. And Dan, you've got big news coming out of Canada.
Very big news.
Well, let's talk about it. What exactly is going on? I know you got a big event planned here coming in the spring. Tell me a little bit about what's happening.
Well, what's basically happening is that for the last 6 years, we've been working on, through the Canadian Fishing Tour, we've been working on getting that corporate support, which has been so prominently displayed down in the U.S., to get events up to that national recognition, to get all that media attention. And myself and the owners of Newark Marina up in Gravenhurst, Ontario, on Lake Muskoka, we've come up with an event. We combined our two names. It's going to be called the CFT Newark Open, and the owners of that marina are going to guarantee a payout for an event on July 14th, 15th, and 16th for $300,000 in cash.
And great fishing on top of that, right?
I tell you, I know, I'm very, very confident that this is going to become the smallmouth capital of the world, Lake Simcoe in Barrie, Ontario.
Well, you know, you've been doing this for a lot of years, and you've been, you know, you're one of those guys that go out there and work your tail off on sponsorships and advertising and all that kind of stuff. You know, and north of the border here, you know, domestically, we're kind of used to having tournaments kind of running all the time. But you guys have really started to, besides walleye and a lot of the other things that people may know about, bass fishing's big in Canada.
It's growing. And the big thing right now is, you know, it's all about marketing and branding. And the big thing we're trying to do with the Canadian Fishing Tour is make this organization as well known as possible to grow the sport. I've got to look not just till tomorrow, but I've got to look 10 years from now to see how many people will be interested. And obviously there's not really a market out there for professional bass fishermen, but you got to create that market. And events like this bring in a lot of media attention, and then that corporate sponsorship just follows.
Well, you know, Dan, it wasn't too long ago, Major League Baseball really didn't have a presence there in Canada, and now you do, of course. You know, you had Toronto and also Montreal, which has since moved. But when you look at baseball and a lot of the other sports, it took a little bit of that corporate sponsorship. It took a lot of that interest. It took a lot of those things that you're talking about to grow the sport, and now you're trying to do that in the bass fishing business.
Absolutely. I got some great words of advice from Ray Scott back in April. Very, very honored to come down with Shimano Canada in partnership with Shimano America. We ran an event down in Birmingham, Alabama for Mark's Outdoors. It was the Lay Lake Open, and we assisted with that event, and we ran our in-water Shimano waterway in system. And down there, I was privileged enough to sit down with Ray, and we talked about some things, and, you know, obviously inspirational, and he's a man I look up to greatly. And, you know, it's a lot about evolution. It's all timing. He worked hard at it, and we're working hard at it to get it up and going up here. And with that corporate support, in comes the money, in comes the television, lots of people find out about it, and then it just starts growing.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, our sport, once you fish a little bit or you've been out on the water, you know, you become addicted to it, and it becomes a passion. It's a lifestyle, and it doesn't matter if you're Canadian or if you're, you know, from the United States or Japan or wherever. Once you get that passion, it really is contagious.
Absolutely. And what we're doing is we're working right from the grassroots up. We've got a federation base of clubs. We have kids' events, and then we have three or four different series that people can participate in different levels. And the big one now is what we call the CFT Super Series. And for the first time ever, we introduced it this past year, and it's a pro-am format, so very similar to the angler co-angler. And this opportunity has just created a frenzy of interest and also an opportunity for us to finally grow this sport. The amateurs are ecstatic, and the pro-am format is really going to help us grow this thing very quickly.
Well, let's talk about commitments a little bit. Have you talked to any of the United States anglers? A lot of the people might be interested in coming up and fishing your event.
So far, I found out that there's probably one conflict, and that's with the Everstart Northerns. The timing issue, I know that was going to be impossible to avoid everything, but we've got the Canadian Open out of Windsor, which is a big favorite for a lot of Americans who come up, and that's at the beginning of July. 2 weeks later is this event. So I didn't have too many options, and this happens to be one of the most popular times of the year for people to get in some big, big smallies. I ran an event this year, July 14th. Big Fish was a 7.9-pound smallmouth, and it was a one-day tournament, and 24.55 pounds took it.
Think about, you know, the fishery up there, and everybody thinks that, you know, you guys have ice from about January till about November. And that's really not the case. You guys have got great fishing, and bass fishing is phenomenally good, in particular, as you mentioned, smallmouth.
I'll tell you, this lake has basically, we've published some unofficial records. Last fall, we had two anglers that fished the CFT, Jason Sleba and Rob Formosa, that weighed in 30 pounds on five fish, and they were all smallies.
Man, that is awesome.
So it's a very, very healthy fishery.
Well, and you got to think about that, you know, when you got that kind of an average in your fish and the way the smallmouth fight, you know, that's going to make anybody that has an interest in smallmouth fishing want to come up, I would think.
Well, the big thing is right now, Barrie is amongst the top five fastest growing cities in Ontario. And it's a beautiful, beautiful city from a tourist perspective. So there's a lot for the family and kids to do while they're there if they're supporting their significant others in this tournament. We're expecting a field of 150 pros and 150 yams. And I tell you, on a smallmouth body of water, both the amateur and the pro can actually contribute towards the win. And my guesstimation on this tournament for a three-day event, it's going to take about 63 to 64 pounds to win it on 15 fish.
Well, you know, you talk about all the great activities that you've got to do up there and those kind of things. Now, there's a lot of American companies that are actively involved with this Canadian Fishing Tour already, right?
That's right. Right now we've got Mercury, Shimano, we've got Columbia Sportswear as well, a couple of Japanese companies involved. We've got Kubota from Canadian Perspective, Farming Equipment, and Minn Kota Hummingbird, so on and so forth. A lot of support, and I know that this is one thing that a lot of my supporting sponsors will wait for, is to get a whack of media attention around one event. And it really has to do with one thing, the big money. $300,000 is the guaranteed cash payout. Got $100,000 in first, and we're paying back to 30th place.
Well, I think that's going to have the interest driven up very, very, very high for you. Do you have any television or anything that's going to be associated with that yet, Dan?
We have the Canadian Fishing Tour is going into its third season. For our television program, and we'll be basically taping this and creating a production on that event as well. We've been airing on Prime, which is a national television station up here in Canada, but our hopes are really to get into some networks that are sport-related up here in Canada. There's a new network that's coming out called the WFN, the World Fishing Network. It's going to be a 24/7 channel, and we hope to be in touch with them.
Well, that sounds like a great deal. Now, when is your event, and when can people start, you know, getting involved, and how do we get involved?
Well, for starters, the event is July 14th, 15th, and 16th of 2006, next year in Barrie, Ontario. Registration has already started. The fee for a pro is $1,500. The fee for the amateur is $750. This is Canadian funds. And registering can be done over the phone. You can actually print off a registration form from our website at www.canadianfishingtour.com. And then you can basically fax that over to our office. Deposits are required now to reserve boat numbers, and then the balances are due March 1st, 2006.
So it sounds like you've got everything dialed in, and it's going to be a great event coming down the future here. And, Dan, you're going to keep us clued in, right?
Absolutely. There's one thing I learned from running the Canadian Open is that we need the American support, and I'm really hoping they'll at least travel a little bit further north to check out Lake Simcoe, because once they're there, they'll be back. I tell you, it's one of the best fisheries in North America, and I'll absolutely guarantee that.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan, and we look forward to that great event in July. Keep us apprised, will you?
Hey, and thanks for having me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.